Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday, so everyone's excited, of course. You know, it's a big day. People love it. But this might actually cheer you up. How about not just Alice in Winterland tickets, but maybe front row tickets? Limited tickets are still available for at RadioAlice.com for Alice in Winterland. But all this week, we have your chance right now to instantly win tickets and be qualified for front row tickets. We're doing this at 9:05, noon:05, and 5:05. So we got it. Jane's got it this afternoon. And all you have to do is take a code word. Oh, shoot, I'm in the wrong thing here. Hold on. Here's the code word. Take this code word and enter it into our contest line. The code word is winter. W-I-N-T-E-R. The contest line is 20357. Text the word winter to 20357 and you are in the running. You may win the tickets instantly and then you're in the running for the front row tickets. Winterland. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale, but you can win a pair right now. Winter is this hour's code word. All right. You know, this happens so much that I actually was thinking we needed some kind of little sounder, like, you know, a big star fell through a hole in the stage, la, 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 la. You know, right. Yeah, woo, woo. Oh, like that. Murder alert. Murder alert. I always feel like somebody needed to be there. There was someone handy in this particular one. But people are always crashing down through holes in the stage. Like, close the holes. Don't walk backwards on the stage. Quit ad-libbing. Hit your mark. Don't walk into the hole.
These big shows, we get really... When you see a show come off perfectly, you're like, yeah, that was what I paid for. It was great. There's a lot going on there. I remember just... How long ago was that we did the SAP Center for, it was 2 years ago.
It'll be 2 years.
On the stage was taped this big thing, do not step here, electrical. And it was like,
and it was right there. It was like, you could easily be talking to someone and walk right into that.
Or looking at your phone, Maddie.
Why, man? Oh.
Because he seems to be completely shocked that I went to the Walgreens without a phone.
Oh, that the feeling of shock is universal then.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you're a complete weirdo.
All right.
What do you do? What do you do?
I don't understand it.
I don't know what you do there. Right? Just look at people and talk and hear
and just be. Yeah. It's like I'm to look at all the space I'm taking up and I'm not doing anything.
Be in your own brain.
Anyway, there was definitely a spot marked on the stage that would you needed to not go there.
It was the danger zone. Like that, yes.
So I can see, you know, this stuff is there's a lot of moving parts and a lot going on. And I don't doubt that whoever didn't shut the trap door got fired from the Olivia Rodrigo tour. Because
that was a big one.
Star didn't get hurt, but could have.
Yep. Well, this one is a Coldplay fall through the floor.
Oh, boy.
One. Yeah.
No.
So, yes.
We must protect Chris Martin.
Must protect. And it's Chris Martin.
Well, he's the only guy. I mean, really. All the others, they'd go.
Don't discount the other guys. They all sit in a circle sewing patches under their clothes together.
Any of the other guys fall through, they just push another guy from side stage out there. You go on out there.
Put the guitar tech out there. It'll be fine.
It's no worries. No one even noticed.
He's like an understudy. It's fine. No one noticed. Oh, I don't think I had brown hair. Oh, well, back to Chris Martin. Chris, you're dreamy. So Chris Martin is blah, blah, blah into the audience. And he starts taking some steps backward, which is his first mistake. You know, that is the thing. When you're on stage, you need to only be walking forward because there's stuff. This is the biggest trapdoor ever. First you think, oh, he just fell into this little thing. But then, no, it's a wide open space. There's a dude there who basically he falls on top of him, but the guy sort of catches him. And then he walks upstairs out of the other side of it. I'm like, oh, that's like a full-on department on the stage. Like, I don't even know what to call it. Like, I don't see a place where you could even close it. So anyways, it's a gaping hole and he falls right into it. But because the guy catches him, he falls backwards into it, but it's huge enough that he doesn't hit his head on the back of it. The guy just kind of catches him.
Oh.
And then he gets up and he looks mad at first. And then he gets up and he walks up the stairs out of the other side. I mean, it's actually... So
who looks mad? The guy or Chris Martin?
Chris Martin. He's like, oh, thanks for catching me.
And well, that could have been ugly.
Yeah.
And you would be mad, but you also are, again...
Or maybe you should know better because it was a thing. Would you like to take a look?
Oh, sure.
All right. So I'm just going to roll this for you. There he is. He's just yapping to the crowd. Look at him walking backwards like a big dummy. There's the edge. Oh, there he goes. There's the guy. Now, look how big this... I mean, it's enormous. He's standing up. He walks right out. It's almost like a spiral staircase he's walking out of.
Are you telling me he sewed those patches on his pants?
That's what they do. They sit in little groups and they have a sewing circle, the guys in Coldplay.
That is special.
It's famous, yeah. It is. Because you don't want to just be wearing any old pants, man. You want to sew little patches on.
Right.
You want your own bespoke patchwork wonderland on yourself, on your sen. Is that your thing?
That's like a Gwyneth Paltrow thing.
Doesn't it? Oh, my God. Well, he was married to her. I'm sure, you know, she gooped him up all the way.
Does their writer have only singer sewing machines and 14 gram thread? Or
sure.
How do you measure thread?
Exactly.
Is it grams?
Certain needle. I don't know. There's probably some.
What do you mean you don't know?
I actually don't know. No, I use like just.
You're a sewer?
Regular old spools
you
of thread.
You still have a full-on sewing center in your house?
Yeah, I have three machines.
I saw it Friday. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's very nice.
Just sits there taking up space?
No, well, I have some painting going on in there right now. So I mean, my little rock mandala painting that I did.
But you haven't sewn. When's the last time you sewed something?
Just recently I sewed, I cut a few of my sweatshirts because I don't like the tight bottom on them. So I cut it and then I just sew up the edges so that they don't fray. And then I have like a nice loose cut down the bottom.
That is the biggest. That is really oversized.
It's a big sweatshirt. I got it for my kid for Christmas last year. He's like, I don't want this. I'm like, all right, I'll have it.
What does it say on it?
I don't know. It's something about Naruto. And it's apparently this is what the bad guys in Naruto wear. It's their symbol.
Oh, and your son was like, I'm a good guy,
Mom.
He
was like, I'm not wearing that.
What is Naruto?
Naruto is an anime cartoon series.
And he didn't want to be associated with that.
He didn't
villain.
Want to. Apparently. Oh. I don't really know.
Well, you do because you got the sweatshirt.
In the end, I wound up with a sweatshirt. And I might say, you know, really bad things on it.
I can relate. One Christmas, my mom bought me a TIE fighter and my brother an X-Wing fighter. And I was like, no, I am not the dark side. And we had to switch. She got it completely
Oh, he was
wrong.
Okay with
yeah.
being...
I get it.
Yeah.
Don't want to be the dark side.
Are you the older?
I was the younger. I was the baby. I was the favorite.
Well, you were probably adorable.
I was so adorable.
I mean, everyone thinks so now. You can't get, I mean, all those DMs that keep rolling.
He's rolling in it. Yeah. I can't believe it.
He really is.
I mean, I don't mean to say that like you're not handsome enough to have that much play. I'm just like, whoa, being single around here really pays.
I am charming and adorable. That's all I have to say.
Standing right up.
Drop the mic.
Just, yeah. Boop.
Go, kid, go.
Yeah. Really, do.
Young and eligible. Let's do it.
Chapel Roan, a couple songs on. I just wanted to mention this again because this is where I had initially planned to do it. Chapel Roan was on SNL. And did we put that up already? The song, we have a video of her on SNL. Although, you know what? Sometimes they don't let you post their stuff. Never mind.
Let me look into that.
Chapel Roan was on, and there's a couple of, if you Google it or check our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Okay, so here's a weird thing that happened.
Okay.
And it kind of works because Taylor Swift may or may not be at the Chiefs game tonight for Monday Night Football.
You said she's there, and I'm holding my breath.
I actually didn't say that, and that's on you if you hold your breath to death. So here's the weird thing that happened. Jason is the brother of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
They do a podcast together. He's actually a retired guy now. Like
he just retired.
You know.
Yeah. He was the center for the Philadelphia Eagles.
So he just smashed some Penn State fan's phone because of an insult. And I look, nobody wants to hear mean things said about anybody, but you'd think of all people that, you know, Jason Kelce would be like, well, people yell insults at me all the time and I don't rise to, I don't take the bait. But this guy, I guess Jason Kelce was in State College, Pennsylvania for the Penn State-Ohio State game. He's walking outside Beaver Stadium and a guy called Travis a homophobic slur. It's the gay F word.
His brother. Called his brother.
Called his brother.
Your brother's a...
Yes. Here, hold on. Here's the exact quote. I found it. Hey, Kelce, how does it feel your brother's a... gay F word. Dating Taylor Swift. Which I feel like you just go... loser, and keep walking. And he went after the guy. He turned around, grabbed the man's phone, smashed it on the ground, then picked it up again. And then the idiot's like, give me that back. And Jason called. Then he slung a gay F word at that guy. Said, you're a, one of those. A terrible look. Like, I don't know. I feel like, contain yourself.
Well, I do think their fame far has outgrown their actually ability to have that much fame. Mm. Don't you think?
Call them simpletons?
No, I'm saying that they're not Taylor Swift. Right. He's a hiker of the football.
He's a hutter.
He's a tough guy. That's his deal. So the fact that they are the hottest podcast in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
And that their fame is now, like, he's a household name outside of the football world. You know
what
I mean?
And I would say he's a household name because of Taylor Swift.
Of course. No, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Not because
about.
Of his podcast.
No. Their podcast is big because of her.
I agree. It all was of big. That. It was doing fine. As podcasts go, it had some listeners. But now, it's when it started to really make news is when he was asking his brother, Travis, about, I want to say he was talking about, yeah, I tried to meet Taylor Swift. I think that's where the whole story broke. I tried to meet her. I sent her a note, whatever. Or I left her a friendship bracelet or some BS like that. And then that's where that ball started rolling.
Anyway, what I'm getting at, I think, is just that they're so much more famous than what they've accomplished in the world. And
I agree with that.
And them not navigating that is not a surprise. But I think it would be hard for anybody to navigate. Maybe not under that circumstance, but could be any other way that you might do something where you'd go, oh, right, you're all watching me every minute of every day.
Right.
I'd
think he'd be used to that. But just
you'd
like
think,
that,
but
yeah,
nobody's used to Taylor Swift fame.
No, that's for sure. But yelling slurs at somebody, that just feels like
breaking
something.
Breaking phones, it's all dumb.
Yeah, it is. It feels super dumb. You know what's surprising to me? I don't see video of this. There has to be video.
But
There's some Twitter videos.
Who among us hasn't either been baited in a way that we, whether it's a text or a phone call or something that's said to you, whether it's in public or in private, who hasn't been baited and then later gone, what was I thinking?
I didn't need to even respond to that.
I fell for that.
Right.
I jumped to my own defense over something that's not even a thing.
Right.
What am I doing? So, you know, we all get...
I hate my son right now.
We all get had. Hopefully that's just a one-time thing for him, a learning, you know, a teachable moment, as they say.
Who's they? Jan?
Yeah.
Anyway, guy asked for his phone back. And
you still talk to her?
No.
Oh.
You talk to her?
No.
I thought you guys might have stayed close.
I never had her number ever.
That seems wrong. She was your producer, for God's sake.
Was she?
Yes.
She was.
Like a minute there. It was a bit of a mess. You know Jan.
I do know Jan. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She
because
was our
Jan
TV producer.
Did our TV show.
She's That's a good right. TV producer.
That's right. I forgot about that. That was fully during the entire transition phase. Here's something. I don't know how they call it a Grammy shocker. I don't think so, but what do I know?
Someone sat on a Grammy?
That would be a good shocker.
That would be a shocker.
It's
Woo!
Yeah. You'd have to sit on it just so, like kind of sideways.
It's really weird how people can find themselves falling just perfectly into something.
Mm. It's got that wide, I don't know. It's that's
What's
not.
That? Is that a gramophone?
Yes, it is. Right? Isn't that what it's called?
That's what I asked you.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Grammys, this is, it's not about that kind of shocker. It's a different shocker. They have for over 50 years been on CBS. That is where the Grammys.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. That is where they air.
That's where we used to be.
Yeah, we did. Yep. For years. Through all our prime years too. Like I actually am a little bit bitter that I was never able to, you know, sign up for Survivor. John wasn't able to because, you know, it was a CBS property. So we're old now. I gotta
do
it.
You do great.
Well, I don't think so. I can't take it. I get so hangry, you know? So for over 50 years, the Grammys were at CBS. That was their home. And starting in 2027, they will now run on ABC, Hulu, and Disney Plus. So we do have there's a couple more years. I guess whatever contract is going right now, that's where they are. So they'll stay at CBS, but they're moving. I don't know who's shocked or who even cares about this. I guess, you know, if you've got a horse in that race, then you're shocked that CBS just lost the race, but
shocker.
But don't worry, I'm sure you'll still be able to find it. Don't we just Google things anyway these days? Would you have known if I had asked you ahead of time, where do the Grammys air? Would you have known?
No.
Right. You'd just go somewhere. Let me Google that. And I guess I'll leave
but
you with
this. I would, if network TV though is the answer. I mean, at least on network TV would be a safe bet, right?
Yes. Which I guess that is, let me see, ABC.
Yeah, ABC, no, ABC's, Hulu, Disney Plus. But as you said Hulu, I'm like, Hulu, yeah. What?
They must be going to kind of multi-stream them. Disney Plus, Hulu, ABC, okay.
It's all one big company.
It is. So maybe it's a push to get more subscribers or something. I have no idea. I thought this was kind of fun, but I think the closest date is in Sacramento, if it was even there. Yeah, Sacramento, the Golden One Center in March. It's Heart with Squeeze, Cheap Trick, or Lucinda Williams as special guests. It's like, oh man, Heart is actually, they've ironed out their problems. They have some problems and they're going to get back on the road.
I would go see Squeeze and Cheap Trick and then leave.
I don't think they're all playing. I think it rotates who's going to, let's see. Maybe I can get some dates on here. It's not very clear. It looks like they're all certain dates. Maybe they are all going together. I don't think so. It just seems like too many bands.
You just want to sing your song.
Barracuda.
Oh.
So you going to go?
I don't know. I'm going to tell John. It's a 2025 tour and it kicks off in late February. But
I think that's great. I mean, this is the, like, do it now.
Uh-huh. I know. I've never seen Heart live and I love all their old songs. But I'm afraid that they'll do like a bunch of songs I don't care about.
Like Alone?
Yeah, like everything from 1986 on. There's no good songs after that.
The one you hear in the grocery store all the time?
My
yep.
God. Mm-hmm. How do I get?
You know it.
Yeah. And Never. That one.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. It's one.
Let me hear that one.
And then These Dreams.
Oh, These Dreams. I know that one.
Yeah, I know you
do that one.
I'm not doing it.
Sing that one to us.
I'm not going to do anything.
Sing it to me.
Sing us a song.
All right, we'll take a break and I'll sing you a song.
Oh.
What's coming up in the news?
Well, hopefully I'm going to be riding high on having a love song.
Oh, you definitely will be.
Oh! Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah.
That's like that
we're
song.
Just having a party. Oh, my God. It's such a little popster. You know,
Boop.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fall into 5K per day. All this week, fall into 5K a day. Odyssey and Alice at 97.3 want to give you $5,000. And all you need to do, your part of this transaction, is download the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
AUDACY. Log into the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice at 97.3 for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000. Why are we leaving? I don't understand.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by us.
Hi.
The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast, our whole show whenever you want to listen to it. Check out our Full Show Podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
Awesome.
All right, here's what's happening. I need to clean something up real quick.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know the story, but people texted in about the Kelce story you just did.
Yeah.
And they said that this guy had been harassing Jason Kelce way longer than the amount of time that was caught on camera.
Oh.
So this had been going on, and he finally snapped.
Yeah, he has to not do that.
The Penn State fans were harassing Kelce, following him with their phones in his face, being total bleepholes.
Why would they be harassing him? Wouldn't they be Philly fans? I don't understand.
I don't know what school did he go to for college?
I don't know, but he played for the Eagles, and then and the other town was Ohio. The other college was Ohio. I don't know. It's weird.
Could be anything.
Still though, you're a grown man with a lot to lose. Don't engage.
We stand with Jason Kelce. That guy got what he deserved, says another texter.
All right. I don't know.
Also, someone else wrote, 415 says, rumors are they'd been dating for a while before the story was released that Travis shot his shot at a meet cute where he hit up Taylor. So apparently she had already started pursuing him, according to this texter. I don't know if any of that's possible.
I'm sure their first few dates must have been on the DL, right?
I don't know.
Jason Kelce went to Cincinnati, so no idea why Penn State fans would.
Maybe because Ohio State was the. No? Mm. Okay.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Some people are saying, though, that it wasn't just a quick, incident, that it had been going on most of the day there, and then he snapped. So whatever that means. Okay, so
it means you can get that guy. You keep at him, you can get him.
Election day is tomorrow, everyone. And right now what I'm seeing is, while today's weather is perfect,
it is
sunny
perfect.
And 70, which is what you want for every day of your entire life, really.
And look at the flag out there. It's not, it's breezy, but that's hanging
still
fairly
early,
limply,
but
right?
It'll probably pick up. They say election day winds are expected to bring a red flag warning for fire danger and possible power shutdowns. And that is the day we vote tomorrow. And I know Sarah's mentioned, we already voted. Not everyone has already voted. A lot of people plan to go to the polls and do their thing tomorrow. So let's hope that there aren't power shutdowns, PG&E, because people need the power. Lights,
power,
buildings, fully on and functioning. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hey, Monday Night Football's tonight. Tampa Bay at Kansas City, 5:15 game time. There's that. Okay. I'm going to begin with a fast fact.
Oh, fast facts. Fast facts.
It's hard to imagine now, but just over 40 years ago in 1984.
Incredible. 40 years.
The U.S. had its second largest landslide in a presidential election, behind only Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1936.
Oh.
Do you know it?
Well, it had to be like Dukakis and Reagan or something like that.
Ronald Reagan was reelected for a second term with 525 electoral votes, carrying every state except Minnesota.
Oh,
and Washington, D.C.
Oh, Mike Dukakis might have been against Bush.
Minnesota was the home state of his opponent, Mondale.
Oh, that's right. And that would have been the first female VP, too, Geraldine Ferraro.
Yep. This was the last time any candidate won the popular vote by double digits. Reagan had 58.8% of the vote, while Mondale had 40.6%.
Wow.
It's interesting just sort of looking at the election from a middle-of-the-road standpoint. there's no clear indication of how this vote's going to go. All the people that watch this stuff are like, it's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up. It could come down to, they say, hundreds of votes. Everybody needs to vote. I mean, I get that it, you know, if your state's going for one person, all the votes go to that person. Forget your popular vote.
Astronauts in space can't do laundry. So dirty clothes from the International Space Station just get sent out into space to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere.
And then they just have an unlimited supply of other clothes?
Well,
like they just keep unpackaging the...
It brings to mind that you have to really wear something to smithereens.
Some people can't. Some people can do a few days in one outfit. Other people, mm-mm.
It's not for me. Like, you know how you're all, oh, I consider a weekend successful if I haven't taken a shower from Friday to Monday,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just wearing the same clothes I've been wearing the whole weekend.
I like a shower. It's not about like, you know, hey, I could go without since I'm not seeing anyone or whatever. No, I like a shower.
Yeah.
For me.
Yep.
It's my thing.
Yeah.
So,
if
yeah.
If I could smell myself, then I would take a shower. But if I can't, then I'll be just like... No, thanks. That feels super wasteful to me, but I guess they can't really be doing wash. Maybe they could have like a dry cleaning machine or something that could freshen things up, like a suit freshener.
Speaking of showers.
Yara.
After Janet Leigh saw herself in the famous shower scene in Psycho, she never took another shower again. She only took baths for the rest of her life. She scared herself to death.
I've heard that one. I feel like that's BS.
No. It's right there. Mm. I'm reading it off the page.
I just feel like...
Truth.
It's a like, fast fact. I mean,
thank you.
All right. Right. Don't question the fast facts.
Right. Don't question them. Right. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Facts.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yes. I'm going to stop questioning things so much.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Hey, gang, happy Monday, says 408. Before my husband and I got too hot and heavy when we met, I asked him if he was going to require kissing Australia all the time, and he said yes.
And we still stayed together, even though I never do that.
I only do those on my own terms, LOL. Love y'all, South San Jose.
Bye.
Yeah, well, it's always on your own terms. It's just that you could be more generous with them. Mm. That's all.
I don't know. My TMJ is acting up.
I swear, if there was something so easy that I could do for her that she would just love, and then it would just be like she'd be the happiest person on the planet, I would do it.
Mm. Well, I don't call it a job for nothing, Ben. You know. Some work involves some skill. The skill set, a particular set of skills that someone has to come up with.
925 says, no excuse for Jason Kelsey, but the college kid's probably drunk and can be such asses.
That is true. People can be absolute asses. You just have to be above it. Or not. Or you don't have to. I don't care what this guy does.
At the end of a college football game, everyone is wasted, especially up at Penn State.
Absolutely.
I wonder if Jason was also wasted. I can't take it anymore.
I don't know if he was. I didn't watch that show. I was busy over the weekend, but I do know he's a guy right after he retired. There he is. Where was it? Maybe it was a Phillies game. Anyway, he's got his shirt off and he's chugging cans of beer. And you're like, look at this guy.
Well, it's who he's been the whole time. It's just that now there's a spotlight shined on that family.
Right. So, you know, I don't know.
Hi, it's me. Well, that guy, huh?
Let me see if I can find the other one.
Oh, which one? The one that says, maybe Vinny can send the astronauts some Febreze?
Oh.
I didn't see that one.
Is
that
one?
La, 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 la.
Oh, good one. I do see that one. It's a new one.
Febreze in space.
Thanks, everyone.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
La, la, la. You could sponsor the space station.
Never mind. I'm not sharing anymore with you. I'm done sharing with you.
Oh, you should share.
No.
One more thing. Just one, and then we'll be done for the day.
No.
One more sharing. He's so funny. Everybody loves it. One more little
nugget.
Let's
call Maddie Mr. Mixed Messages. He wants to date
I never said I wanted to date.
No.
You did.
No, I just said I'm
charming.
I am charming and
adorable.
It's complicated.
Yeah, you're right. I am Mr. Mixed Messages.
Charming, adorable, and unavailable. Love me. La 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 la.
I can't find the one. It was about the F word epithet. I can't find it, but it was a gay person saying, I don't know why straight guys get so upset about that. You know, for example, I remember being a little boy and hearing the gay epithet and knowing, not knowing what it is, but knowing it wasn't good, at least the way it was being shouted at me.
Right.
It was like, oh, I don't know if I'm that, but I definitely know I don't want to be that because of the way you're using it.
Yep.
So it definitely comes
saying
with,
it like it's a bad thing.
It's a loaded word from the earliest memory you've got. And then later I started putting on makeup, which, you know, that became the daily.
Yeah.
In high school, wearing eyeliner.
What? You wore eyeliner?
I wore eyeliner in high school.
He had a very Flock of Seagulls. It was the 80s. So.
My band was going to go big, dude.
Oh, okay.
And we were going to be the girl to know he was in a band.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Obviously.
But that was just too much for me to keep up. Like, I'm not that guy. It was fun for a minute, but I am not Jane. I can't be all. It's I'm style. Committed.
Would you wear
nothing.
Skateboarding?
No. This was a brief moment. It was very short-lived, but it was my band was going to be a thing. And then we just found out we don't want to practice. We just want girls.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well,
except, you know, when you keep telling these girls you got a band and they're like, okay, play a song. And you're all,
well, and then
that.
You also keep touching your eyes and then you're just like this raccoon looking thing. Mm. Sorry.
You've itchy. Got the look. I want to know better.
Not everybody's Robert Smith.
Yeah.
Didn't work for me. Oh, the shirt was off at Travis's game, says 408. So it was Jason at Trav's game, his brother's game, with the shirt off and the beer in his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's fun. That's just good time.
Anyway, is it time for a game?
It's time to play a game. It is.
Sarah's got it today.
I do have today's game. It's time to play a game. We're going to play. How old is that guy? Well, listen, if you're going to sigh and act like that, then you're right,
I feel like Vinny always beats me at this game.
Well, let's have Vinny go first and you can try and beat him, okay?
Okay.
Vinny. How old is Kathy Griffin? How old's Kathy Griffin?
Okay. I'm going to say Kathy Griffin is 66, Bob.
66. What do you think, Maddie?
Oh, 65, Bob.
We're going 64 for the correct answer, and that's a
point
for Maddie.
Son of a mother biscuit.
You're first this time, Maddie. How old is Diddy? How old's Diddy? How old's that guy? How old is that guy?
I'm going to say 51.
Sean P. Diddy Combs. 51,
going
you say.
52, Bob.
55 is the correct answer, and that's a point for Vincent. Next up is Ralph Macchio. Daniel LaRusso in Cobra Kai. And, of course, the Karate Kid movies. How old is Ralph Macchio, Vinny?
I am going to say Ralph Macchio is 63.
62, Bob.
He's exactly 63, which is 2 points for Vinny. 2 points for Vinny.
Yes!
I don't like it.
Maddie, you're first. How old is Maddie McConaughey? How old is Matthew McConaughey, Matty?
Man, there's a dude who needs to shave that beard off. He grows the grossest beard. It's just blonde and it doesn't come all the way in. It
Scraggly.
Looks ratty. It's not good.
He doesn't care. 57.
I know he does not. You're
saying
right.
57? All right. And what do you think?
Matthew McConaughey is 50. I will say 56, Bob.
He is 55, and that's another point for Vinny. And Vinny, you got to go first on this one. How old is our favorite Jeff Probst? How old is Jeff Probst?
I'm going to go straight up 60.
60. All right. What do you think, Maddie?
61.
He is 63. And
damn it.
It doesn't matter because by a score of 4-2, Vinny is the winner. Hey, thanks for listening to the show today. Goodbye. We've got a whole day of program for you.
Hold on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's busy celebrating with his
I like it.
Hands and the kissing and the, all the stuff.
No, I haven't kissed. This is for this song.
Just three cheers, just over the shoulder.
Yep.
The champ. He is the champ.
Thanks, everyone.
Make sure you're listening to. We have more chances for you to win front row tickets for Alice in Winterland. Another chance at noon. Another one at 5 o'clock with Jane. We're open for business 24/7. Keep it here. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.